Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Faces of TBI podcast series, the number one podcast for brain injury and concussion resources. I am Amy Zellmer, founder of facesoftbi.com and your host. Today, I'm going to be talking with Jody Cohen about essential oils to boost the brain. If you're enjoying this podcast series, be sure to check out my Patreon page and help support my advocacy work and receive exclusive Patreon-only content, patreon.com/AmyZellmer. This episode is brought to you by Integrated Brain Centers, located in Denver, Colorado. Dr. Shane Stedman and Perry Maynard are experts in functional neurology and treat complex concussion cases from around the country. With over 20 years of combined experience, they are leaders in helping patients who are suffering from post-concussion symptoms, including dizziness, vertigo, headaches, and more. For your free consultation, you can find them online at integratedbraincenters.com. Hello, I am Amy Zellmer, and you're listening to Faces of TBI, a podcast series for survivors by survivors, raising awareness about traumatic brain injury, one podcast at a time. Those of you who might not know who I am a TBI survivor from a fall on the ice in February of 2014. I'm a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Thrive Global, and the Goodman Project, and author of Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal, available on Amazon. Additionally, I'm editor-in-chief of the Brain Health Magazine. You can grab your free digital subscription at thebrainhealthmagazine.com. You can learn more about me and the podcast at facesoftbi.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amy Zellmer. And I also invite you to join my private Facebook group, Amy's TBI Tribe, to connect with other survivors, caregivers, and loved ones. Today, my guest is Jody Sternhoff Cohen, and Jody is a best-selling author, award-winning journalist, functional practitioner, and founder of Vibrant Blue Oils, where she has combined her training in nutritional therapy and aromatherapy to create unique proprietary blends of organic and wild-crafted oils. She has helped over 50,000 clients heal from brain-related challenges, including anxiety, insomnia, and autoimmunity. For the past 10 years, she has lectured at wellness centers, conferences, and corporations on brain health, essential oils, stress, and detoxification. She has been seen in the New York Times, Wellness Mama, Elephant Journal, and numerous other publications. Welcome to the podcast, Jody. So happy to have you here today.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for inviting me. I feel like I'm in the right place. I love functional neurology.
Me too. We'll get along just great.
Yeah.
So Jody, tell us how you began your journey while working in just like in the whole brain wellness realm.
Yeah, I think necessity is the mother of invention. I got into nutrition through my youngest child who, was super, super sensitive to food, totally ADD, all of those things. And then when my life hit rock bottom for the first time, my then husband was severely depressed and it became clear that he might die on my watch. So my friends had a big intervention. We moved him to a residential treatment facility. And the moment I knew he was safe and it wasn't my job to keep him safe, I kind of ran out of gas and could barely get up to take my kids to school, used to, sleep during the day while they were at school, not super sustainable as a single mom with a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And everything I tried didn't really seem to work until a friend came over with a big box of essential oils and explained, you have been so high stress, so high cortisol for so long, which means you have kind of systemic inflammation, including in the gut. And it's likely that nothing you're ingesting is actually getting assimilated. Oils can travel through the nasal passageway to the brain. They can travel through the skin. This might help you. And I was so desperate, I thought, why not? And I had been practicing nutrition and learned some techniques to kind of assess remedies, and I used those techniques and made a blend of oils that I put on my adrenal glands, on my low back, and felt like myself pretty quickly, and thought, okay, that, I don't really know if I believe this, but that really worked well. And then that night I was trying to fall asleep, and, you know, it's not uncommon for high stress during the day to correlate with insomnia in the evening. And I knew that remedies, you know, the skin kind of right above the ears on the head is really thin and is kind of level with the pineal gland, which releases melatonin. So I thought, oh, why not? You know, I'll make something up for that. That worked. I kept making things up to help me feel better. And once I returned to feeling like myself, all of my friends wanted to try it. It seemed to work on all of them. We did a kind of test of concept at a nutrition conference and sold out the first day. And I just, you know, my kids were little. I had a background as a journalist. I kind of put the oils up, wrote a blog every week, and filled orders after my kids were asleep from my kitchen. People found me through Dr. Google. I just kind of kept growing the business. And now that my, you know, kids are a little bit older and don't need me as much, I just wrote a book that kind of shares all of the research and knowledge that I've gained over the past decade.
You know, it's so true that we often, it's out of necessity that, you know, that's basically how I got started in my advocacy work. It was through necessity of trying to find the resources myself. So such a true statement for so many different people. So Jody, let's talk a little bit more of just about what are essential oils. Like, there's a lot of confusion and misconceptions out there around essential oils and, you know, oh, I've heard they're not safe. And, you know, I mean, it's just like anything, right? Just like supplements, right? Like, you can buy supplements at the drugstore, you can buy supplements at GNC, or you can buy higher grade supplements through your doctor. Right. So similar with essential oils, you want a higher quality oil. But let's talk a little bit about, like, what is essential oil? Where does it come from? And how are some of the ways we can use it?
Essential oils are the concentrated essences of plants. Basically, if you pick lavender from a lavender field and then throw it into a steam distiller, which is really just a big pot of boiling water. And then steam will distill and carry the oils up with it, and the water will go to one side and the oil will go to another side, and that's how oils are derived. They're derived from plants, from flowers, from herbs, from the bark of trees. And, you know, what most people don't realize is that plants are medicine. Plants have been used throughout centuries for medicine. Over the last 50 years, actually 50% of the pharmaceutical drugs are modified based on plants. White willow bark has turned into aspirin. Valerian root has become Valium. So people don't really realize they're already, if mm-hmm. they're taking any kind of pharmaceutical product, they're very likely using the same chemical constituents that they would find in a plant. And, you know, just like we know that if we're feeling nauseous, we can drink peppermint tea or we can eat ginger, and that helps. Oils are just a much more concentrated version. And because of their chemical composition, they're super small and fat soluble. They can pass through the blood-brain barrier, where a lot of remedies cannot, or they can diffuse through the skin quickly, you know, or be applied on a specific reflex point on the skin and work like an acupuncture needle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at a brain injury, I guess, conference a few years ago, and I always have oils, whether it's in my purse or my laptop bag or my backpack. I never leave home without oils. And he was feeling just kind of dizzy, off balance, and I had some ginger in my backpack. And I was like, here, just smell this, put a drop on your hands, rub it, and just inhale it. And he did. And within like a minute, he was like, what did you just do to me? He's like, like that all went away. And I'm like, yeah. it was just ginger oil.
I had a brain injury. I got rear-ended November 17th. And then a couple days later, we took a red eye to New York for Thanksgiving. And because it was a red eye, I slept the whole way. And while I was in New York, I was like, this is really weird. Like, the crowds are bugging me. The lights are bugging me. And it wasn't until we took the flight back with, like, the video screen in front of you, and I was trying to watch a movie, and suddenly I had a raging headache and nonstop vomiting. And as I was vomiting on the plane 4 hours from home, I realized, oh, I have a concussion. This was a bad choice. But I had oils with me, and I knew exactly what to do. So I calmed it enough. You know, I was flying alone with my two kids, that I could kind of make it through the flight and, you know, get us home. But it's really crazy. When you need them, it's unbelievably powerful how quickly they work.
Mm-hmm. If I were to look in your purse, what oils would I likely find in there?
The ones I never leave home without, I have a parasympathetic blend that stimulates the vagus nerve. I have a circulation blend that enhances oxygen flow. And then I have an adrenal blend that's really good for calming stress. And those are the three that I always carry in my purse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always have peppermint. Like, no matter what, there's going to be peppermint in my bag. I feel like peppermint's like my go-to. It can fix a lot of things, whether it's a headache or muscle pain or nausea. And then I always have lavender as well. Again, another like multimodal oil. Can use it for like a sunburn or a scratch or something on your skin. Plus, it's just incredibly calming, can help you sleep. And then I usually have ginger or frankincense, just depending which bag it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
I know early in my recovery, I had started using oils very shortly before my accident. And I was having a lot of trouble sleeping and had a lot of brain fog. And we did some research and found cedarwood was a really good oil for just general brain fog. And so I would diffuse that when I slept at night. And I could totally tell the difference if I forgot to turn my diffuser on. So I know cedarwood is a really good one for brain fog. And so is frankincense. You know, frank is really good. Frank is one of the highest one of the highest vibrational oils, and can really help anything brain related, you know, focus, clarity, attention. So it's, you know, it's just, I love how versatile they are.
Where do you like to apply frankincense? What part of the brain or where?
Honestly, I wear it on my face because it's really, really amazing for your skin. So I use it with coconut oil and put it on my face every day. And obviously, you know, I'm getting all the other benefits with that. But a lot of other oils, I put Valor on the base of my neck every morning. Peppermint, I'll put, if I'm having a headache, I'll put it at the base of my neck or my temples or just, you know, wherever I actually am feeling the pain of a headache. And the bottom of my feet, you know, is a good spot for going to bed. I'll put vetiver is another one of my favorites for sleep. Vetiver.
You like all the grounding oils. If you look at the plant part, vetiver has really deep roots in the earth. Cedarwood has deep roots in the earth. There's all this research that vetiver, lavender, frankincense, and cedarwood are the best ones for ADD because they're all really grounding. So they help you feel very calm and centered.
I love that. Yeah. What are some of your other favorites?
Well, you know,
and why?
So my favorite, One of the things that most people don't realize that helps you heal is activating kind of the healing branch of your nervous system, the parasympathetic branch.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, when you say like, oh, you just need to stop stressing, it's almost paralyzing because they have busy
yeah.
lives. They might have children, they might have a relationship, they might have a job, and they just think, well, I can't, you know, I can't abandon my kids. Like, what am I going to do? But what they don't realize is that they can help themselves shift gears, like literally shift out of the fight
yeah.
or flight stress state into the rest and digest parasympathetic state. And this is really critical for traumatic brain injuries because it's the vagus nerve, cranial nerve number 10, that connects to the brain to the body and the body to the brain that is this gear shift. And often if you have any kind of concussion, you know, that either stretches the vagus nerve or compromises the vagus nerve. And so those signals aren't firing as easily as they should be. And so you can start to have PTSD and overwhelm and just all like new anxiety, possibly depression. So the more you can help your vagus nerve to kind of shift into that parasympathetic state,
mm-hmm.
the better you feel more quickly. So when I started to formulate Blends, I was really obsessed with the parasympathetic state. And I early on kept thinking, oh, it's relaxing. It should be lavender. It should be chamomile. None of those worked. So I started doing more research on what are other people doing for the vagus nerve. And like Deteese Karazian would say, like, gag yourself with a tongue depressor. Splash your face with freezing water. And
mm-hmm.
finally, I found this researcher, this New York neuroscientist named Kevin Tracy, who was doing surgical implants of a pacemaker-like device behind the earlobe. If you feel behind your earlobe, you'll feel a bone. That is your mastoid bone. That is where the vagus nerve is the most accessible to the
yes.
surface.
Yes.
And he was stimulating that point, and it was being approved by the FDA for epilepsy, for migraines, for depression. And I thought, wow, stimulating there works. I can use stimulatory oils. So I started testing all the, and for listeners that don't know, a stimulatory oil is anything that if you kind of apply on the inner arm, it might either turn the skin red, it might feel a little hot. It's just stimulating and stimulating blood flow. And so anyway, the winner was a combination of clove, which is super stimulatory
oh,
and
yes.
very high in the constituent eugenol, and lime, which has really small molecules. And then of course
I would
I
not
dilute
have guessed
it,
lime.
Yeah, lime is in any of the citrus oils are very high in delimitin, which there's a lot of research that kind of supports detoxification, which is another reason this point is great for anyone with a
wow.
brain injury. But just applying the smallest amount of that oil on that reflex point behind the earlobe on the mastoid bone helps you shift gears. So if you have any, you know, TBI injuries, it kind of helps you get out of headache. It helps you get out of brain
mm-hmm.
fog. If you're feeling kind of nauseous, it helps shift that because nausea is correlated to that signal. It's almost like your phone glitches and you reboot it and suddenly it works. It's really the reboot to factory settings button on your body. So it just helps you kind of make everything flow properly.
You know, that is one of the points where I typically will apply peppermint when having when I have a headache.
Yep.
So that's, you know, that was just sort of instinctive that I put it there. I
yep.
did not realize
yes, you're intuitively
that was
stimulating the vagus nerve.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
yeah.
you're doing.
Yeah.
And
I'm so glad. Go ahead, Jody.
Oh, no. I was just going to commend you on your intuition. That's, you know, traumatic brain injuries really impact the neck. And so obviously the structure where it's great to have a chiropractor, the nerves, like the vagus nerve, the vasculature sometimes, the blood vessels, and then the lymph. So my biggest support for any kind of TBI is just to make sure all the good things are getting into the brain through the neck, and all of the toxins and garbage are kind of leaving the brain after. And
mm-hmm.
and also you can
mm-hmm.
use them to anti-inflame inside the brain. But I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I'm so glad you brought up the vagus nerve, because that is such a key. Like you said, you know, calming. Most people who've had a brain injury are stuck in fight or flight. And
yes.
We need to turn that off and get back into rest and digest. And the vagus nerve is the biggest key to that. And it's also, you know, your brain and your gut and your heart and your lungs are all connected through this vagus nerve.
Yes.
And so people, dysautonomia problems, gut problems, inflammation, constant headaches, you know, it's all connected with that vagus nerve. And I had never heard that putting oils, you know, behind the ear on that bone, like I said, I was intuitively doing it, but I didn't know what I was doing. And that
yeah.
right there, that's like my takeaway for the week. So thank you for that, Jody.
Well, no, and that's really why I wrote this book, Essential Oils to Boost the Brain and Heal the Body, because when you're in clinical practice and you're seeing like this always works, people always feel better when I do this. People, you know, that aren't digesting their food and breaking down their proteins, and now the immune system is responding. This helps. You know, it's like a parent. When you kind of figure out the book that your kid will always listen to and go to bed, you're like, I'm going to keep reading that every night. You know, so I was finding that, you know, there are so many good oil companies out there, and there's so many good things that work. But, you know, in clinical practice, like I'll share my other functional neurology gem. Like, if you know, sometimes where you apply oils are actually more important than the oils you apply, just because
yes.
it stimulates a certain system, it puts that in balance. So that's what I really wanted to share.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're so right. And so many oils can work for so many things, right? Like,
exactly.
Like I said earlier, peppermint and lavender are like two of my go-tos. If I don't know what oil to use, I start with them.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's more important to see where you put it. And I've been putting a lot of them like on my chest, on my heart center.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, the inside of my arms is another place I often use them. And the bottom of your feet, that's a really great place because
yes.
your skin is a little bit thinner. And some people don't like the smell
thicker.
Of certain oils. And
uh-huh.
so, or I meant the pores are bigger. That's what I meant, not the skin thinner.
Okay, yeah.
And so the bottom of your feet's a great place if you kind of don't like the smell of an oil, but you know that you need that oil. So the bottom of the foot's a great place. It's further from your nose. You can put a sock over it, but it gets absorbed very quickly into your bloodstream from the bottom of your foot.
Yeah, I talk about that, and I even give a really specific detailed foot chart. You know, like the big toes are
oh,
the best
like
for
the
stimulating
reflexology.
The brain. Exactly, exactly, because the biggest disconnect that I was finding is that so many people dismiss topical application because they're looking at it through the lens of it has to get into the bloodstream, then travel to the heart, then have the heart pump it out system-wide to have an impact. And, you know, anyone who's like hurt a knee or a back and they put some kind of anti-inflammatory cream on that area, they know, you know, it feels better on that area, but it's not like it impacts your neck or other parts of your body. It has a
mm-hmm.
local effect, not a systemic effect. But when you use oils on specific reflex points, it has a systemic effect. It basically impacts the entire body. It's those little tweaks with a very big impact that I'm really looking for. And that's how I think there are lots of ways to use oils and no way is wrong. But to me, that is, you know, the biggest game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always say whatever way you use your oil is the best way to use your oil. Just
yeah.
use your oil. Cause so many
yes.
people get them and then just, they don't know what to do with them. So they don't use them. And
yeah.
it's so unfortunate because there's really no wrong way to use an oil. I mean,
and
obviously
that's
you want to make
hope.
Sure you don't have a skin sensitivity and, you know, dilute them if you need to. But yeah, they're so helpful for so many things.
Exactly, exactly. And I think people get overwhelmed because they don't know where to start. And so they do
yeah.
nothing when they don't know what to do. So I'm really hoping to like hold their hand and say, listen, here is a great place to start. And if you have oils in your house, use these oils. Here are all the recipes. If you're new to oils and you want a pre-made one, I have a company, Vibrant Blue Oils. Parasympathetic is our best one. Start with this, you know, just like, just dip your toe in the water. And for most people, it's so, you know, especially people who have been like, if you're anxious and you're anxious all the time and you don't even know what it feels like to not be anxious, the minute they're like, wow, I was calm. My heart didn't feel like it was beating out of my chest. I could actually engage with my family and connect. It's life altering.
Indeed. You know, and I know early in my journey with oils, you know, I was overwhelmed. I knew how to diffuse them. I knew how to, you know, put them on my body. But it took me a while to really dig deeper into how to use them. Now it's the first thing I reach for, you know, before anything else. I mean, I burnt my hand the other day and I reached for oil first before anything else. And if I'm not sure, I look it up and figure out which, you know, which one to start with. But, yeah, they've been life changing for me. And just also like getting rid of any of the toxic stuff we use in our house. Like I use essential oils, instead of candles. I use a diffuser. Candles are toxic. I read somewhere that candles are the new secondhand smoke. And that really struck me, you know, and those Glade plugins, the Bath and Body plugins, you know, I've gotten rid of all that. I no longer use toxic, you know, body lotions, shower gels. I make my own with my oils now. And in the long run, it saves me a ton of money. Plus, I get the benefit of the oil and I'm not putting all the toxic stuff into my body.
I know most people don't think about that. They really don't even look at what's in their skin cream or their toothpaste or their shampoo. It's really kind of surprising. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. I mean, yes, you're actually kind of using, you know, healthy natural ingredients. So you're avoiding toxins and you can take it one step further. Like, one of the benefits of frankincense is that it's high in sequestrants, so it's helping to carry more oxygen into the brain. And so many of the symptoms, you know, that we see in the brain, like fatigue or fatigue after exertion, you know, you can only read a couple pages and then you're exhausted. You get tired from driving. Your eyes get tired at night. All of those things can be improved by getting more oxygen into the brain. So if you have an oil that helps oxygenate the brain more, you know, and especially after TBI, like that's why they send people to hyperbaric chambers, because oxygen speeds healing.
Yes. And, you know, just one last thing about the toxic stuff is, you know, after a brain injury in particular, I mean, everybody wants to be mindful of their brains, but particularly after an injury, we really want to be careful with what we're putting in our bodies. You know, whether it's food or it's our everyday products that we use, and just being more mindful of that. So Jody, we are just about out of time, but I would love to wrap up by just asking you, you know, your final parting thoughts for our listeners today. You know, anyone who's kind of been on the fence about, gosh, you know, how can oils help me? And I'm so overwhelmed. What advice do you have for those people listening?
So I want to share my favorite functional neurology advice, which is this idea that anxiety and overwhelm is the right frontal lobe of the brain, the ruminator. And so the best way to balance that is to stimulate the left frontal lobe. And the easiest way to do that is to smell anything, any oil in your house through your left nostril. So all you do is inhale through your left nostril. You can plug your right nostril if you want to. You're then stimulating the left frontal lobe. You're balancing the two hemispheres of the brain, and you no longer feel anxious or overwhelmed.
I love that. Such an easy tip.
That's why
thank you, Jody.
Is the best. Yeah.
It is.
Thank you for having
me. And if anyone wants to find you, your website is vibrantblueoils.com. And I have a clickable link in the show notes, so you can hop on into the show notes and click that to find Jody. So thank you so much for being here today and sharing with our listeners. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. And if they want other strategies to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, there's a free chapter with 25 strategies at boostthebrainbook.com/gift. boostthebrainbook.com/gift.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jody. Thank you for being here and just sharing. I could talk about oils all day. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, it was great to-
And thank you, everyone, for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, you can find the link to her website through the show notes. And just another big thank you to our sponsor, Integrated Brain Centers. Get your free consultation at integratedbraincenters.com. And just a reminder, you can find previous episodes on most streaming platforms such as iTunes or directly at facesoftbi.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amy Zellmer. And you can join my tribe on Facebook, Amy's TBI Tribe. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of my journey. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you in the next episode.